Before we get started this morning, I wanted to ask you if there's anything before we go on the record, and I also wanted to make a caveat just in case it helps for the company and its plan for having these PPAs in place for the new year.
No, we don't have any other matters, and yes, we would like, I mean, we would request a bench order today. I understand if the commission doesn't have time to do that before the new year, would be fine.
Okay. We anticipate issuing an order relatively quickly. Just to give you some background, it would be difficult for us to issue a bench ruling today, just given the location of our commissioners and the availability of them. So I wanted to assure you that we're aware of the time constraints, and we will adhere to them and anticipate, provided that the evidence and testimony supports it, that the order would be issued well before.
And we won't ask for a bench order.
Okay, very good. All right. With that in mind, is there anything else that we need to address or anyone that we're waiting for this morning?
We're ready.
Okay, very good. So we'll be on the record, please. I'm Melanie Reif. Welcome, everyone. And this morning we are hearing we'll be hearing three matters. We'll be starting with the Kennecott PPAs. These are dockets number 160-35-38 and docket 160-35-39. The first is in the matter of the application of Rocky Mountain Power for approval of power purchase agreement between Rocky Mountain Power and Kennecott Utah Copper LLC. This is known as the Smelter PPA. And the second is the matter of the application of Rocky Mountain Power for approval of the power purchase agreement between Rocky Mountain Power and Kennecott Utah Copper LLC, known as the Refinery PPA. Let's start by taking appearances, starting with you, Mr. Solander.
Good morning. Daniel Solander on behalf of Rocky Mountain Power. And I have with me at council table Kyle Moore, power marketer, originator for Rocky Mountain Power.
Good morning.
Good morning, I'm Justin Jenner. I represent the Utah Division of Public Utilities, and with me at council table is Charles Peterson with the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you and welcome. Do we have anyone here on behalf of the office?
I've spoken with counsel for the office this morning, and it was my understanding that they are not going to participate today.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Jenner. Mr. Solander.
Yes, thank you. Should we take them one at a time, starting with the smelter? Is that right?
Yes, that sounds great.
Thank you. Rocky Mountain Power would like to call Kyle Moore as his witness.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. I'll swear you in. Do you intend to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Moore.
Good morning.
Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Yes, my name is Kyle Moore, K-Y-L-E-M-O-O-R-E.
And by whom are you employed and in what capacity?
By Rocky Mountain Power as a power marketer and originator.
And as part of your duties in that role, were you part of the negotiations that resulted in the power purchase that's before the commission for approval today?
Yes.
And have you prepared a summary of the relevant terms and conditions of that agreement?
Yes, I have. I present today for commission approval a qualifying facility power purchase agreement between Kennecott Utah Copper and PacifiCorp. The agreement provides for the sale to PacifiCorp of energy to be generated by Kennecott up to 31.8 megawatts from a waste heat fired cogeneration facility constructed by Kennecott and located in Salt Lake City, Utah. The agreement is for a term of 12 months, January 1, 2017 through December 31, 2017. The purchase prices set forth in the agreement were calculated using the methodology approved by the commission in docket number 030354. The company filed the PPA for approval September 21, 2016. In comments filed on November 3, 2016, the DPU recommended that the language in the agreement referencing the 2010 protocol be updated to the 2017 protocol. The DPU further recommended that the commission order the company to provide with further power purchase agreement filings, the grid outputs and Excel spreadsheets supporting the price calculations and spreadsheets showing avoided line loss calculations. Further, the DPU recommended that the company continue to provide at least quarterly hourly power purchase reports. The company filed a revised PPA on November 14th, 2016, addressing the concerns about the protocol language. The agreement is compliant with relevant commission orders and with Utah Schedule 38. The company believes the PPA before the commission for approval has not had any issues raised by parties in this docket, any other issues raised by parties in this docket, and recommends the commission approve the agreement.
Does that conclude your summary?
Yes, it does.
Mr. Moore is available for cross-examination or questions from the parties and commission.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Any questions from you,
Mr. Jenner?
I have no questions, thank you.
Just for clarification, please, Mr. Moore, let me start by thanking the company for the supplemental information that was filed in this case. Just to clarify the information that was filed, the updated contract, which was intended to address the concern that the division had raised with respect to the 2017 protocol. Is it your understanding that the contract does comply with the 2017 protocol?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Any follow-up?
No, we've had an opportunity to review the new contract.
Okay, all right, we'll get to that. Anything from you, Mr. Solander?
I would move that the company's application and the contract as amended be entered into the record.
Okay, any objection?
No objection.
It's entered. Thank you. Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Moore, and we'll move to the division.
Thank you. The division would like to call next morning Mr. Charles Peterson.
Mr. Peterson, do you intend to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Charles E. Peterson. I'm a technical consultant with the Division of Public Utilities.
In the course of your employment with the Division of Public Utilities, have you had the opportunity to review the filings made by the company in this docket?
Yes, I have.
And specifically, we're dealing with the smelter docket. Have you had an opportunity to review the updated contract that had been filed by the company in this docket?
Yes, I have.
Did you create a cause to be filed, or are you familiar with the recommendations that were filed by the division on November 3rd, 2016?
Yes, I did. I participated in the production of that document.
Thank you. And with the updated contract, does that satisfy the concern of the division regarding the cost allocation protocol used for this contract?
Yes, the division is comfortable with the language that is provided in the updated contract or revised contract.
Thank you. And with that change, would you continue to recommend approval of the contract?
Yes, the division recommends approval of the amended contract that was filed on November 14th.
Thank you. And finally, do you believe that approval by the commission of this contract would be just, reasonable, and in the public interest?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Any questions for Mr. Peterson?
No questions, thank you.
All right, anything further, Mr. Jenner?
I think before we go to the next one, I'd just like to move for admission of the action request response from November 3rd, 2016, filed by the division.
Okay, any objection?
No objection.
Okay, it is admitted, thank you. And, was there anything further from the division?
Not with respect to the smelter.
Okay. Okay. So we'll be moving on to the refinery docket. This is the docket that I mentioned earlier. This is docket 160539. And we'll begin with the company and assuming that everybody will be continuing to testify, I'll just remind everyone that they're still under oath for those who have been sworn in.
Thank you. Rocky Mountain Power would like to call Mr. Moore again as his witness.
Thank you.
I present today for commission approval a qualifying facility power purchase agreement between Kennecott, Utah Copper and PacifiCorp. The agreement provides for the sale to PacifiCorp of energy to be generated by Kennecott up to 7.54 megawatts from a waste heat fired cogeneration facility constructed by Kennecott and located in Salt Lake City. The agreement is for a term of 12 months, January 1, 2017 through December 31, 2017. Purchase prices set forth in the agreement were calculated using the methodology approved by the Commission in docket number 03035-14. The company filed the PPA for approval September 21, 2016. In comments filed on November 3, 2016, the DPU recommended that the language in the agreement referencing the 2010 protocol be updated to the 2017 protocol. The DPU further recommended that the Commission order the company to provide the future power purchase agreement filings, the grid outputs, and Excel spreadsheets supporting the price calculations and spreadsheets showing avoided by must calculations. Further, the DPU recommended that the company continue to provide at least quarterly hourly power purchase reports. The company filed a revised PPA on November 14, 2016, addressing the concerns about the protocol language. And the agreement is compliant with relevant commission orders with Utah Schedule 38. The company believes the PPA before the Commission for approval has not had any further issues raised by the parties in this docket and recommends the Commission approve the agreement.
Does that conclude your summary?
Yes, it does.
Mr. Moore is available for questions by the parties of the Commission.
Thank you. Any questions, Mr. Jenner?
No questions, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Moore, just to follow up, as I had asked you in the first docket, is it your understanding that the amendment that was filed subsequent to the application being filed, and that amendment was filed on November 10th. Is it your understanding that that addresses the 2017 protocol as addressed in the division comments?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you.
The company would again move that the application and the contract as amended be entered into the record.
Any objection?
No objection.
It's entered. Thank you. Anything further, Mr. Solander? Mr. Jenner, at your convenience.
Thank you. The division would call again, Mr. Charles Peterson.
Thank you. Mr. Peterson, you're already sworn in.
Mr. Peterson, with respect to docket number 1603539, referring to the power purchase contract for the refinery at Kennecott, Utah Copper, did you participate and possibly filed with the commission? Rephrase that a little more clearly. Did you participate in the creation of the action request response dated November 3rd, 2016 that was filed with the commission?
Yes.
Have you had an opportunity to review the November 14th updated contract language regarding the 2017 allocation protocol?
Yes, I have.
Are you satisfied that that addresses the concern that the division has had in its recommendation?
Yes, the division is satisfied with the language in the amended contract.
And with that amendment, do the remainder of the recommendations, including approval in the action request response, still reflect the position of the division?
Yes, it does.
Do you believe that approval of the power purchase agreement, as reflected in the 2014 the November 14th filed updated language, is just, reasonable, and in the public interest?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to move at this time to enter to the record the action request response dated November 3rd, 2016 from the division.
Any objection?
No objection.
It's admitted.
Thank you.
Are there any questions for Mr. Peterson?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Peterson, thank you for your testimony. And is there anything further from the division?
Nothing further from the division.
Okay. Anything further from the company?
Nothing, thank you.
Okay. Then we will be finished with this part of the hearing, and we'll move on to the Tesoro hearing. Would you like to take a break beforehand, or should we just move right into that?
It's noticed for 9:15, but
okay.
we're ready to move forward.
Okay. All right, then let's just go ahead and move forward if everyone has their witnesses here and ready to testify. So we're back on the record, and this is docket 1603540, entitled In the Matter of the Application of Rocky Mountain Power for Approval of the Power Purchase Agreement between PacifiCorp and Tesoro Refining and Marketing Company, LLC. I'm Melanie Reif. I'm the presiding officer for the Utah Public Service Commission, and welcome again to our hearing this morning, and let's go ahead and start with the appearances, starting with you, Mr. Solander.
Thank you. Daniel Solander, appearing on behalf of Rocky Mountain Power, and I have with me at council table Kyle Moore, power marketer, originator for PacifiCorp.
Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Justin Jenner, representing the Utah Division of Public Utilities, and with me at council table is Jeff Einfeld, utility analyst for the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Einfeld. Do we have anyone here representing the office this morning? The record should reflect that there is no one here representing the office this morning. Thank you. Mr. Solander.
Thank you. Rocky Mountain Power would like to call Kyle Moore as its witness in support of the agreement between PacifiCorp and Tesoro Refining and Marketing Company.
Mr. Moore, I swore you in a little bit earlier, and I'd just like to remind you that you are still under oath, so you may proceed with your testimony.
Thank you.
I present today for commission approval a qualifying facility power purchase agreement between Tesoro Refining and Marketing Company and PacifiCorp. The agreement provides for the sale to PacifiCorp of energy to be generated by Tesoro up to 25 megawatts from a gas-fired cogeneration facility owned by Tesoro and located in Salt Lake City, Utah. The agreement is for a term of 12 months, January 1, 2017 to December 31, 2017. The purchase prices set forth in the agreement were calculated using the methodology approved by the Commission orders in docket number 0303514. The company filed the PPA for approval September 21st, 2016. In comments filed on November 3rd, 2016, the DPU recommended that the language in the agreement referencing the 2010 protocol be updated to the 2017 protocol. The DPU further recommended that the Commission order the company to provide with future power purchase agreements filings, the grid outputs and Excel spreadsheets supporting the price calculations and spreadsheets showing avoided line loss calculations. Further, the DPU recommended that the company continue to provide at least quarterly hourly power purchase reports. The company filed a revised PPA on November 14, 2016, addressing the concerns about the protocol language. And it is my opinion that it does follow the 2017 protocol. And the agreement is compliant with relevant commission orders and with Utah Schedule 38. Therefore, the company requests the commission approve the agreement.
Does that conclude your summary?
Yes, it does.
Mr. Moore is available for questions from the parties or the commission.
Thank you. Any questions?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Moore. Anything further, Mr. Solander?
Yes, thank you. The company would move that the application and the contract as amended be entered into the record.
Any objection?
No objection.
Okay. Thank you. It's admitted.
Thank you.
Mr. Jenner.
Thank you. The division would like to call and have sworn in Mr. Jeffrey Einfeld.
Mr. Einfeld, good morning. Do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Einfeld, would you please state your name, and I think it would assist the court reporter to spell your last name.
My name is Jeffrey S. Einfeld. My last name is spelled E-I-N-F-E-L-D-T. I am a utility analyst with the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you. And in the course of your employment with the Utah Division of Public Utilities, have you had the opportunity to review the application and additional filings made by the company in this docket?
Yes.
And did you create and cause to be filed with the commission an action request response November 3rd, 2016?
Yes.
And have you had the opportunity to review the November 14th updated language in a amended power purchase agreement filed by the company?
Yes, I have.
And does the amended language in that November 14th, 2016, filed amended contract, satisfy your concerns that you had expressed in the recommendation?
Yes, it does.
And in with respect to the updated language, do you recommend approval of the updated power purchase agreement?
Yes, I do.
And do you believe that the power purchase agreement is just, reasonable, and in the public interest?
Yes.
I have no further questions, Mr. Einfeld's available for cross.
Thank you, Mr. Jenner.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Einfeld. Any questions for
no
Mr.
questions,
Einfeld?
Thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Jenner?
I would just move at this time to enter the action request response from November 3rd, 2016 into the record.
Any objection?
No objection.
It's admitted.
Thank you.
Is there anything else to come before the commission at this time?
Nothing from the company. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Jenner?
Nothing further.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll take this under advisement, and as I mentioned earlier before we went on the record, the commission is aware of the requested time frame. We intend to issue an order well within that time frame, just to make everyone aware of that. And with that being said, we'll be adjourned, and that order will be forthcoming. Thank you for your time today.